You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Tonight's men's contest features a Mount Marty team that is 3-1 this year. Got off to a 1-0 start in the conference with a 61-51 win over the Concordia Bulldogs this past Saturday here in Yankton. The other ones for the Lancers are over Ashford and Presentation. Clark hung the only loss of the season so far on Mount Marty with a 68-61 decision back on November 12th. Mount Marty averages 63.8 points per game. They allow teams to score 57.3 points per outing. Mitch Ackleson tops the team with a 14.8 points per game average to go with 10 rebounds. Austin Harms scores 11.3 points per game. Spencer Yackley is averaging 10.8 points per game with 7 rebounds per contest. Joel Heeb adds 9.5 points per game, and Will Eddy scores 5.3 points per contest. The Defender men are off to a 7-0 start this year. They're 1-0 in the league. The Defenders won their first six games on the road, returned home to beat Doan this past Saturday in a conference opener for both teams. Defenders have outscored teams 90.7 to 71.1. Convert 51.8% of the field goals they try, while its opponents are making 39.4%. Dort holds a 45.6 to 32.0 rebounding advantage and commit about 16 turnovers a game. Herbert Walterstorff leads the team with just under 20 points per game. He's making 62.8% of his field goal. He grabs 4.7 rebounds per contest. Jordan Vogel is good for 15 points per game and grabs 6.6 rebounds. Chris Sievers has scored 10.9 points per game and gets to 4.7 rebounds with a 68% field goal shooting efficiency. Austin Kachi rounds out the double-digit scores with a 10.8 average, and he gets 3.5 rebounds per contest. Cliff Warner and Kyle Lindberg are each just shy of double digits at 9.7 and 9.4 points per game, respectively. Warner averages 4 assists per game. Lindberg is grabbing 10.4 rebounds. He also gives out 3 assists per game. Tyler Walterstorff and Sean Kaiser average 6.1 and 5.4 points per game, respectively. Had the opportunity earlier to visit with Coach Ross Dalma about today's matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Mount Marty Lancers, as both teams are coming off of conference wins to open that portion of the season. And here's what the coach had to say about this Mount Marty team, a vastly improved group from 1 year ago. That's one of the major points that he talked about.
Coach Ross Dalma joins me for his pregame comments as the Defenders get set to take on the Mount Marty Lancers in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. And Coach, first of all, let's just briefly talk about Saturday's contest, a game in which you recovered from some adversity early on, losing some players to foul trouble very early in the ballgame, and your guys responded well, got a 10-point lead at halftime, and rolled to a 20-point lead win where you didn't allow Doan really into the ballgame in the second half.
Yeah, I think, Mike, we did a really good job offensively of moving the ball, making the extra pass, and taking high-percentage shots. We shot very high percentage from the field, and I think that was a direct result of us just being willing to take what the defense gave us, pound the ball inside to Jordan and Chris, and then also get open looks from the perimeter throughout.
Taking on a Mount Marty team, but by all accounts is a very improved ball club from where they were 1 year ago or even a couple of years ago. Tell me about what you see on this Mount Marty team when you look at them on tape.
Well, they're going into this game 3-1, have a nice conference win over Concordia this past Saturday. They've got four guys who are on the team this year who are not with them second semester a year ago, which we played them twice during that span. They're a much different team. They play with a lot of energy. Right now they're playing with a lot of confidence. And going there, that's certainly going to be a very tough contest for us.
Talk a little bit about what you try to do defensively against them. They're a team that it looks like aren't scoring a lot of points. How do you keep that going where they don't score a lot?
It's going to be really important for us to protect the paint tonight. They really drive the ball hard to the middle of the lane. They've been owning the foul line, shooting a lot of foul shots at a very high percentage. They don't turn the ball over very much, so they're not beating themselves. It's going to be simply a matter of us getting the stops that we need. We have been rebounding the ball fairly well throughout the early part of this season. That's going to need to continue tonight so we can get out in transition and get tempo up where we need it.
Is that what today boils down to, or tonight boils down to more than anything, just getting the game to a tempo where you like it rather than where Mount Marty likes it?
Yeah, Mount Marty will run in transition, and they'll look to get baskets in the paint. They're not going to utilize the arc quite as much as perhaps Doan did this past Saturday, but without question, we do want the game up and down. If Mount Marty doesn't get what they want in transition, it's going to be a long possession. And that's not a bad thing. It's just that we have two very contrasting styles, and we prefer to get multiple possessions as opposed to them utilizing the shot clock and really grinding things out.
What do you like what your team is doing right now, seven games into the season?
You know, I think the fact that we've had different people step up at different times in the past, and I hate to reference the past so much, but we really relied on Trevor and Cliff to have outstanding games for us in order for us to win. I think we've been able to withstand some injuries, some illnesses, some play that maybe hasn't been top-notch from everybody at the same time. We've just been getting different contributions, and that's been really good to see. I think that it really comes down to experience. And the other thing we've done a nice job with, too, Mike, is really getting after the boards. Kyle Lindberg, you know, he's routinely over 10 a game, and then we've got guys 7, 8, 9, rebounds a game who are right there as well. So those two things I think has really catapulted us at the early part of the season.
These two teams met twice last year. Oddly, the more comfortable margin came here in Yankton for the win for Dord College, and it was a much tighter ball game at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Defender men led nearly start to finish in the second meeting of these two teams. The first meeting was on January the 19th. Dord College held on for a 68-63 win after leading 36-28 at halftime. Trevor Waltersdorf had double digits with 23 points. Kyle Lindberg added 8. Weston Kooser knocked down 20 for the Lancers, and Spencer Yackley accounted for 16. Less than a month later, the two teams played in Yankton. Dord College prevailed 82-68. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Continuing on with those meetings from last year, less than a month later in February, Dord College prevailed 82-68. Cliff Warner came up big in that one with 18 points. He also had 4 steals. Trevor Waltersdorf and Austin Kachi had 15 each. Kyle Lindberg came off of the bench to score 14 with 9 rebounds. Jordan Vogel also had 11 points and 9 rebounds with 3 steals. The Defender men led nearly start to finish 88-68 in a win over Doan on Saturday. Jordan Vogel led Dord College with 22 points and 6 rebounds. Trevor Waltersdorf scored 16. Chris Severs, 15. Lindberg had a game-high 13 rebounds. The Lancer men prevailed over Concordia 61-51 after leading 32-25 at halftime. Spencer Yackley led the Lancers with 16 points while making 6 for 12 field goals. Austin Harms came off of the bench to score 14. Mitch Ackleson was the top rebounder with 11 and dished a team-high 3 assists. We're having the introductions of the starting lineups. Here are the probable starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the defenders, it'll be Cliff Warner, a junior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 9.7 points per game. Austin Koch, he's a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 10.8 points per game. Trevor Waltersdorf, a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 19.6 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'6 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 9.4 points per contest. Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, averaging 15 points per game. For the Lancers, number 10 is Mitch Ackleson, a 6-foot senior from Fort Collins, Colorado, averaging 14.8 points per game. Number 12 is Will Eddy, a 6'2 senior from Detroit, Michigan, averaging 5.3 points per game. Tom Kaler is a 6'3 senior from Del Rapids, South Dakota, averaging 4.5 points per game. Scott Oderkirk is a 6'4 junior from Layton, Utah, averaging 3.5 points per game. And Spencer Yackley is a 6'6 senior from Oneida, South Dakota, averaging 10.8 points per game. The Mount Marty Lancers are coached by Jim Thorson, your college coached by Ross Delm. Our officials for tonight's contest, Randy Hagedorn, Brian Salier, and Jeff Passolt. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. So Dort College will tap it up with Jordan Vogel in the center jump circle. He'll be jumping against Yackley. Mount Marty in their gold uniforms. Dort College in their black jerseys. Dort College controls the opening tap. Cliff Warner with the basketball, guarded there by Mitch Ackleson. Pass comes right side with the basketball. Kachi, Vogel, double down. Kick out, Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Kachi, Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner, three-pointer, bang. Three-point basket by Cliff Warner. And the Dort College defenders own a 3-0 lead. Dort College will set up full court pressure defense to start the contest. Lindbergh at the point on that pressure defense. They get the ball inbounded to Tom Kaler. Kaler with the basketball. Yackley. Yackley to Ackleson. Ackleson with the basketball. Ackleson to Kaler. Kaler to Eddie. Eddie drives. Puts up the shot. Blocked by Lindbergh. Fight for the basketball. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Eddie. And Will Eddie's going to be called for a travel. And Kyle Lindbergh went down hard and he's hurt. Looks like he might have gotten a stinger. Hit his elbow on the floor, it appears. They didn't have to stop play for him. They stopped the play on the travel finally, and Kyle Lindbergh will come up shaking that right elbow out. And he's left-handed, so that, if you want to find the silver lining, he'll stay in the ballgame. Trevor Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff into the front court. Kachi, ball fake, nothing there. Into the lane, has it stripped away. Coming up with it is Will Eddie. Eddie with the basketball. Feeds it ahead. Layup with the left hand is good for Tom Kaler. Kaler with a two-point basket off the assist from Eddie after the steal. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Austin. Austin Kachi on the left wing underneath Vogel. Vogel muscles it up, and he's fouled on the play by Yackley. Yackley whistled for the personal. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So Yackley commits the personal, his first. Jordan Vogel to shoot a pair of free throws. Dort College leading 3-2, 18:44 left to go in the first half. Vogel's first free throw up and down. Another one on the way for the junior from Rock Valley, coming off a 22-point performance on Saturday. Second free throw on the way for Vogel, trying to extend it back to three, is up and good. Vogel makes both free throws. He's a 74% free throw shooter. Dort College leads 5-2. 5-2 our score. Eddie into the front court, guarded there by Kachi. In between the circles, pass comes left side, Kaler. Kaler on the wing. They give it left side back over to Eddie. Eddie a threat to drive, not to shoot from the outside, it appears. Dort College sagging off him. They pass it back over to Yackley. Yackley out front, shot on the way. Off the mark, no good by Ackleson. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Here comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi, right wing. Guarded there by Eddie. They come back over to Vogel. Vogel facing up against Yackley. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Extra shot, or extra pass. Three-pointer. Good by Austin Kachi. Kachi makes it an 8-2 ball game. Dort College in front by six. Mount Marty basketball in the backcourt. Eddie with it. Takes it across half court. Dort College in man-for-man defense. Mount Marty will try to isolate. That's what they did against Concordia. They'll pass it over to Eddie. Eddie drives, nothing there, to the free throw line. Now Yackley. Yackley loses his footing, gets it into the lane, back outside to Will Eddie. 10 to shoot for the Lancers. They'll set a ball screen. Puts up the runner, does Eddie. Shot no good. Rebound fought for, taken down. Shot off the glass and good by Scott Oderkirk. 8-4, Dort College leads. Cliff Horner into the front court. Pass comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff drives the lane. Nothing there. Kick out Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner, top of the key. To Vogel. Vogel underneath Walt. Walt off the glass. Good. Trevor Walterstorff for the two-point basket. Dort College leads 10-4. Couldn't spit out the words fast enough that time. 17 minutes remaining in the first half. Dort College by 6. Mount Marty basketball. Eddie with it. Eddie comes back over to Ackleson. Ackleson, he's the big addition for this team. 14 points per ballgame for Ackleson. A senior transfer, his last stop. Eddie will put up a three, knuckleballs it up there, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh will take it up court himself. He kicks it off to Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner, three ball, bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket for Cliff Warner. He's got 6. And the defenders lead 13-4. 16:25 left to play in the first half. Ackleson with the basketball in between the circles out front. They pass it over to Yackley. Yackley to Ackleson. Ackleson down to the baseline. He muscles it up. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound taken away by Oderkirk, and he's fouled from behind. Two free throws on the way for Oderkirk. Oderkirk, a 50% free throw shooter, so that is not a bad foul to commit as he had a layup, a sure layup on the way. Foul's going to go on Austin Kachi, his first. So Dort College has opened up an early 9-point lead. Oderkirk 8 for 16 from the free throw line this season. Make it 9 for 17. Another one on the way. Austin Harms checks in along with Jeff Vierick. Harms averaging 11.3 points per game off of the bench. Gives a little more offense than Yackley. Second free throw is up and good, so Oderkirk makes both. And the Dort College lead is 13-6. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball. He'll bring it up court. The left-hander passes over to Cliff Warner. Warner sets the offense. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner, Vogel. Vogel in the lane. Dumps it off for Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up in traffic. He's fouled. Foul's going to go on Vierick, his first. Two free throws on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. Now, Kyle, a 59% free throw shooter. He'll go to the free throw line to try and give Dort College the lead. And Coach Jim Thorson, he sees something he wants to change up right now. 15:57 left to go in the first half. Dort College by 7, shooting free throws when we're back right after this. Well, Chris Severs checks into the ball game now. A little surprised to see Severs in as it was questionable whether he would make the trip today. He was feeling under the weather yesterday and still not feeling so hot early this morning. Free throw by Lindbergh is up off the heel, no good. Now Kyle, a 59% free throw shooter, you want to see that start to climb here as the season goes along. Draws a lot of fouls. He's 10 for 18 now from the free throw line. Free throw is up. Free throw is good, so he makes one of two. And the defenders lead 14-6 after the timeout by Mount Marty. 15:50 left to play in the first half. Hebo, the basketball, guarded there by Kachi. They go out front to Vierick. Vierick to Heave. They try to double-team the ball. Comes back over to Ackleson. Ackleson in between the circles. He comes back out front to Heave. Heave down to the baseline. They give it up Oderkirk, and it's stolen away on the cross-court pass by Cliff Warner. Ahead to Lindbergh. Lindbergh scoops it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back to Walt. Trevor gives it to Austin Kachi. Austin Kachi looking down low for Chris Severs, and it's taken away by Vierick. Vierick takes it away. Here comes Heave with the basketball. So with Heave in the ballgame, it appears that they'll run Ackleson at the off guard for Mount Marty. Not a real big kid, but he's pretty well put together. About Cliff Warner's height. Has a little bit of poundage on Cliff. Here's Vierick into the lane. His rolling hook, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Ackleson. He steps back. A long two or a three. It is a three. Good. Mitch Ackleson on the step back, and the Dort College lead is 14-9. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Kachi over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Walt. Walt into the lane, tries to drop it off for Severs. It's taken away by Mount Marty. Lancers in transition. Here's Ackleson over to Heave. Heave back to Ackleson. Ackleson drops it off for Oderkirk. Oderkirk passes off. Running shot, no good by Harms. Here comes Dort College and Warner. Warner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff high off of the glass. Good. 4 for Walt. Dort College leads 16-9. That's Trevor Waltersdorf. Can't simply go by Walt anymore with the younger brother Tyler, a freshman on the team. Dort College leading by 7, 16-9. Lancers have the basketball. Right side is Vierick. Vierick picks it up. Back out front it goes Oderkirk. Oderkirk to Vierick. Vierick well out on the floor. Drops it off for Ackleson. Ackleson, they come back. Three-pointer missed it. No good. Missed badly. Did Austin Harms. Here's Dort College in transition. Kachi doesn't see what he wants. Instead comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over on the left wing. Tried to pass it through the lane. Did Warner, and it's taken away. Now taken back by Cliff. Cliff for the basketball. Transition opportunity after the steal. Seavers underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Walt. Walt, good. Trevor Walterstorff for the two-point basket. He's got 6. And the defenders push the lead back up to 9 at 18-9. 13:20 left to play in the first half. This is not the pace that Mount Marty likes. They want the game in the 60s. Actually, they'd prefer one in the 50s if they could get it there. Ball taken away by Warner. Warner shovels it ahead to Walt. Walt on the breakaway. Slam dunk. Trevor Waltersdorf on the breakaway off the assist from Cliff Warner after the steal by the junior from Altoona. And the Dort College defenders have an 11-point lead. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Mount Marty. Back with more after this. Dort College lineup right now looks like this. Warner, Sean Kaiser, Tyler Waltersdorf, Vogel, and Trevor Waltersdorf. Mount Marty with the basketball down 11 after the timeout by the Lancers. That was a full-length timeout. Will Eddy will put up the 17-footer, and he whispers that one through. Will Eddy with his first 2 points. Dort College leads 20-11. Bounce pass ahead to Tyler Waltersdorf. Back to Sean Kaiser. Give and go back over to Tyler. Now Warner. Warner, three-pointer off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Ty. Ty shot, no good. Rebound tapped by Vogel. No good. Gets his own rebound back. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Jordan Vogel hanging around the hoop. Gets the basketball. Finish it. And he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Mount Marty's Austin Harms. Harms picks up his first. And now we have a consultation at the scorer's table. I'm not sure what the question is, but two of the officials over on the near side. The basket went down, so we know that happened, but I'm wondering if there's a question as to who the official was, who the foul was called on. Now Randy Hagedorn will get into the action. Saw Randy a lot during the football season, at least on two or three occasions. Basket counted. Dort College leads 22-11. And I'm wondering if we had someone not get checked into the ballgame. The officials consulting both benches. And it will be a technical foul on the Dort College defenders as we had someone not get checked in at the timeout break. So Will Eddy will shoot free throws. And Will Eddy, technical foul shot. First one is up and down. Those are the kind of things where you take them for granted. So it's 22-12 right now as he makes the first free throw. Another on the way for Eddy. 12:30 left to play in the first half. Second free throw is up and good as well. So it's 22-13. Now we come back the other way and shoot a free throw with Jordan Vogel. Now Randy Hagedorn still explaining things to Coach Ross Dalma. T.J. Malone checks into the contest. And Randy Hagedorn, if you read the body language correctly as he sauntered over to the bench, to paraphrase, it was, aw shucks, don't want to get involved in something like this, but he had to. And Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line now to try to complete the delayed three-point play opportunity. Well, we had new players come in at the timeout break. Now Vogel with an opportunity to push the lead back to 10 and missed it. You knew that probably was going to happen. Rebound deflected, taken out by Tyler Walterstorff. He gets it over to Vogel. Dort College gets the basketball back. It's underneath Ty Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Vogel. Vogel double teamed. Picks it up, and Malone is fouled on the play. No, they're going to call a travel on TJ Malone. Malone got knocked to the floor, and they call him for a travel. And now Mount Marty has the basketball. And now we have a break in the action again. What is going on here? We still have an issue on the floor for Dort College right now. Malone, Walterstorff, Walterstorff, Vogel, and Kaiser. Everybody got checked in that time, so I don't understand where the delay is. Ross Dalma asking Randy Hagedorn much the same down on the sideline, I would imagine. Dort College leading 22-13, and after the break, Will Eddy will drive the lane. He tries to dump it off. It's taken back by Tyler Walterstorff. It's down on the floor, picked up by Mount Marty and Ackleson. Ackleson with the basketball. Ackleson goes high post. They get it back over to Eddy. Eddy with the basketball. 11:50 left to play. Ackleson. Ackleson looking for someone to pass to. He passes it on the left elbow. New player into the game. 15-footer. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogue. Vogel with the outlet pass over to Malone. Malone with the basketball. Ahead to Kaiser. Kaiser back over to TJ. TJ underneath Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Vogel. Vogel to Malone. Malone with the basketball. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser on the left wing. And it's thrown into the backcourt, and it's going to be an over and back violation on the defenders. Got to take care of the basketball. Dort College doesn't that time. Kyle Lindberg is in. Trevor Walterstorff is out. And if nothing else, that odd sequence where Dort College got called for a technical foul on an illegal substitution has really slowed up the pace of this thing. Dort College looking like they were on the verge of opening it up, and now it's delayed for the time being. Ackleson with the basketball. Ackleson comes back over to Tom Kaler. Kaler dumps it down low for Yackley. Yackley back outside Eddy. Eddy with the basketball at the free throw line. Step back at the three-point line now. Gets a screen. Kaiser comes out to meet him. Shot is up. No good. Rebound to Ackleson. Ackleson in the lane. Draws the contact. Gives it off. Shot is blocked by Vogel, but a foul on Jordan Vogel. Jordan Vogel whistled for the personal. His first. Austin Kachi will check into the ballgame. Free throws on the way for Spencer Yackley. Yackley, a 62% free throw shooter. First free throw is up and good for Yackley. Yackley now 5 for 5. 22-14, our score. A second free throw on the way for Mount Marty's Yackley. This one's up and good as well, so Yackley makes them both. And Mount Marty is on a 4-0 run. Dort College leads by 7, 22-15. Warner is back in, along with Kyle Lindberg, Tyler Walterstorff, Austin Kachi, and Jordan Vogel. Vogel's probably going to have to play a few more minutes this evening. Chris Severs is under the weather. Warner, step back, three-pointer is good. Cliff with the three, his third of the night. Dort College leads 25-15. 25-15 as we approach the midpoint of the first half. So far, Dort College with the pace to their liking. Mount Marty basketball, they pass it left side over to Kaler. Kaler, Eddy. Eddy, right side, Ackleson. Ackleson over the basketball. Ackleson at the top of the key. He comes left side over to Eddy. Will Eddy comes back over to Ackleson. Ackleson. Right side, Kaler. Kaler with the basketball on the right wing. He's going to step back, shoot a three, misses badly, no good. Rebound taken away by Cliff. He's off and running. Doesn't have the numbers. Let's see if they can get a transition bucket nonetheless. Vogel tries to shovel it back outside as he gets knocked to the ground. And the Dort College defenders turn it over. Vogel unable to hang on to the pass, and as he gets knocked to the ground, he loses it out of bounds. Chris Severs will check into the ballgame. Vogel will check out. 10 minutes left to go in the first half. Mount Marty trailing by 10. Lancers with the basketball. Ackleson passes right side over to Kaler. Kaler back up front. Eddie. Eddie into the corner. Looking down low for Yackley. Comes back over to Eddie. Eddie gives it up. Oderkirk. Oderkirk puts it up over the top of Lindberg. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Severs. He outlets over to Lindberg. Lindberg into the front court for the defenders. Kyle back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi looking down low. Nothing there. Back up front. Warner. Warner. Trevor. Waltersdorf. Lindberg facing up from 12. In and out. No good. Looked like it was halfway down. It pops back out. Here come the Lancers trailing by 10. They pass it out front. Two-point basket. A long two by Yackley. He's got 4 points. York College leads 25-17. Cliff Warner high post. Severs. Severs back out front. Warner. Warner three. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be York College basketball. So Dort College with the lead, up 7. Throwing it in will be Austin Kachi. Kachi to trigger it. And Austin gets it in to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf reverses Lindberg. Lindberg thought about the three, instead goes to Warner. Warner off the dribble. His shot is good. 4 threes in the first half for Cliff. Throw something over him. He's on fire right now. 28-17. Cliff Warner with his fourth three of the first half. And the defenders back up by 11 at 28-17. Timeout on the floor. Charged to Dort College with 8:52 left in the first half. Back with more after. Dort College with an 11-point lead, matching their biggest lead of the ball game. They led at 20-9. It's 28-17 right now. Ackleson setting the offense for the Lancers. They go 1-4 on the set. 4 along the free throw line extended. Shot no good, but Ackleson there for the rebound. Lost it. Picked up by Lindberg. Lindberg, 3-on-1 break. Warner throws it up back over to Lindberg. Lindberg lays it up, and it's pinned on the backboard by Oderkirk. Oderkirk, the goaltend, the basket to Kyle Lindberg. Dort College leads 30-17. 30-17, our score, Dort College by Baker's dozen. Dort College defenders just trying to go about their business here this evening. So far, pretty steady performance. Haven't been rattled by anything. It's been an odd first half. Had that technical foul a few minutes ago. Continued to play through it. Pass comes over to Yackley. Yackley gives it up Kaler. Kaler with the basketball. Go underneath, dish it off Yackley. Yackley, the leaner, shot no good. Rebound ripped down by Lindberg. Lindberg outlets over to Kachi. Kachi reverses over to Warner. Warner, bang, bang, bang. Another three, that's 5. And Warner makes it 33-17. Reach in foul at half court called on Kyle Lindberg. You got somebody who's hot, you feed him the basketball. You feed him until he misses. Warner with 5 threes in the first half. And the Dort College defenders open up a 33-17 lead. 33-17 our score. Mount Marty with the basketball. Ackleson in between the circles. He passes right side over to Kaler. Kaler gives it up out front. Hebe. Hebe guarded there by Kachi. Man-to-man defense applied here by the defenders. They feed it down low to Oderkirk. Oderkirk, Ackleson. Ackleson off of the glass. Good. Mitch Ackleson with 5, and the defender lead is 33-19. Warner so far tonight, 5-for-7, all of them 3-point shots. They get it underneath Severs. Might have traveled with it. Kicks it out, Warner. Warner, another 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. You're shocked when it doesn't go in for Cliff right now. Here's Waltersdorf in the lane. His shot, no good. Rebound by Lindberg, and Lindberg commits a foul on the rebound after he missed the short shot. So Kyle picks up his second personal. 33-19, Dort College by 14. Lindberg will check out, checking in Jordan Vogel. So now Dort College will go with that double post offense of Severs and Vogel. They did it a little bit against Doan, and quite honestly, it looked pretty good. Lindbergh checks out with 6 rebounds to his credit. He's averaging over 10 per game this year. Yackley passes to Harms. Harms reverses Willetti. Willetti gives it up to Harms. Harms to Virick. Virick back over to Heeb. Heeb missed it, but we've got a push underneath called on Severs. That's going to be foul number 5 on the defenders. And for Chris Severs, that is foul number 1. Foul number 1 on Severs. Didn't come on the shot, so Mount Marty will be inbounding. 6:47 left to go in the half. Thord College making two-thirds of their shot from the floor right now. Heeb, an open 3, and he hit the 23-footer. Joe Heeb with the 3, and Nord College's lead is 33-22. Cliff Warren over the basketball. He comes over to Kachi. Kachi out front to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi looking down low for Vogel. Vogel to Severs instead, and we've got a foul away from the basketball. That's going to go on Jeff Virick, and Virick has just picked up his second personal. Put two hands in the back of Jordan Vogel and tried to push him out on the fight for position. And Virick picks up foul number 2. That's team foul number 4 on the Lancers. Warner inbounds. Gets it to Vogel. Vogel is knocked to the ground again, and Jordan Vogel and Virick got tangled up. Mount Marty will muddy things up on you. They have succeeded in doing that on several possessions here this evening. It's not always pretty, but if they get it to their style, they can be tough to compete with. Virick puts it up, shot no good. Rebound fought for, and a putback is good by Spencer Yackley. And Mount Marty has scored 7 in a row. It's 33-24. Dort College with the basketball. Kachi. Austin Kachi drives in, and it's poked away from behind, and the Lancers come away with it. Mount Marty with the basketball. Dort College. Dort College retreats on defense. Vogel tries to draw the charge, and he doesn't get there in time. And Jordan Vogel is whistled for foul number 2. No. They called the charge. They didn't signal it initially. So wave off the basket, Nord College caught a break. Foul's going to go on Austin Harms instead. That's his second. And Vogel will check out of the ballgame. Nord College by 9, so instead of a possibility at a 3-point play, Vogel stays in the game instead. Vogel is called for 5 seconds. He was guarded closely. Couldn't get rid of it to Warner. And the North College defenders lead 33-24 in Mount Marty right now, chipping away at this lead. Willetti goes high post. He gives it to Virick. Virick with a basketball on the elbow. Comes back over to Heeb. Heeb puts up the 3. No good. Rebound taken away by Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with a basketball. Kaiser takes it across half court over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Warner. Warner right side back over to Waltersdorf. This is Trevor. Trevor tries to pass it underneath. It's tipped and controlled by Mount Marty and Virick. Virick with a basketball. Virick gives it up to Heeb. Heeb to Yackley. Yackley to Eddie. Eddie with a basketball. 5 minutes left to go in the half. Eddie the leaner in the lane. It's good. Will Eddie with a 2-point basket. Mount Marty has scored 9 in a row. 33-26, Dort College by 7. Man-to-man defense applied here by the Lancers. Let's see if Dort College can answer the run. Waltersdorf back over to Warner. Warner with a basketball. Driving left side. The runner off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. Lancers, baseball pass taken back by Sean Kaiser, ahead to Cliff Warner. Warner back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, layup good. Trevor with a 2-point basket. He's got 10, and the defenders lead 35-26 off the assist from Warner. 4:19 left to play in the half. Dort College by 9. They post up Warner. Shot is up and good. Austin Harms posted up Cliff Warner that time, and the defender lead is 35-28. Tyler Waltersdorf passes over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it up over to Warner. Warner bumped out by Eddie. They get it over to Vogel instead. Vogel on the left baseline. Back over to Cliff Warner. Try to pass it down low, and a foul called on Virick, and I believe that's number 3 on Virick. Team foul number 6 on the Lancers, if my count is correct. Foul number 3 on Virick. He'll check out of the ballgame. Dort College will inbound underneath the basket. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 3:52 remaining in the half. Cliff Warner to throw it in. So Warner to trigger it. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it to Walterstorff, and Walterstorff has it tapped away from him out of bounds. We've got Trevor and Tyler on the floor at the same time. Now Lindbergh, Kaiser, and Warner. It's a little smaller lineup right now. They get it in to Ty Walterstorff. His three, good. Tyler Walterstorff with the three-point basket, his first of the night. Dort College leads 38-28. Ackleson across half court, guarded there by Cliff Warner. Pass right side, Oderkirk. Oderkirk gives it up to Hebe. Hebe hit a long three moments ago. He drives in, ball deflected by Tyler Walterstorff. Ackleson gives it up, kick out pass, deflected, picked up by Hebe. Hebe on the left wing, he's going to drive the lane, puts it up, shot missed it, no good. Rebound Tyler Walterstorff, ahead it comes to Warner. Warner, one player to beat, lays it up, good. Cliff Warner with 17 first half points, and the defenders lead 40-28. Ackleson with the basketball on the right side. Ackleson will pull it out and set it up. He passes off right side to Kaler. Kaler to Ackleson. Ackleson back to Kaler. Kaler in the lane, guarded there by Kaiser. Now Walterstorff comes out on him. Ball deflected, picked up by Ackleson. Back to Yackley. Yackley to Ackleson, guarded there by Tyler Walterstorff. Down on the baseline, gives it off to Oderkirk. His shot no good. Rebound controlled by Oderkirk. Layup is good. Scott Oderkirk with the two-point basket, and the Dort College lead is 10, 40-30. Underneath Walterstorff, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Warner. Warner, three, good. Six threes in the first half for Cliff Warner. He's got 20, and the defenders lead 43-30. Yes, I can hear the wheels turning out there. We will check the three-point record at halftime. Well, the basketball is Oderkirk. Oderkirk gives it up over to Hebe. Hebe drives the lane. His shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Warner, 6 for 9 from the three-point line. And free throws on the way here for Joe Hebe. Hebe was fouled in the act of shooting. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out as well. Dort College leading 43-30, 43-31 now as Hebe makes the first free throw. Tyler Walterstorff checks out. Jordan Vogel checks back in. Another free throw on the way with 2:01 left to play in the first half. Dort College by a dozen. Hebe's second free throw is good as well. He's a 75% free throw shooter. Ball is inbounded to Sean Kaiser. They'll try to double-team him on the sideline. He gets away from the double-team. Into the lane, nothing there. Kick out Lindbergh. Lindbergh thought about the three, decides against it wisely. Gets it back over to Vogel. May as well run the offense. They do. Kaiser will let fly with a three. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Mount Marty, and they have a chance to cut the lead down to single digits. Lancers with the basketball. They get it underneath Oderkirk. Oderkirk working against Lindbergh. Spin move, nothing there. Comes back outside. With it is Kaler. Kaler, lob pass down low, Oderkirk. Oderkirk with the basketball. Oderkirk leaning in, throws it away. Dort College basketball back after the turnover by Oderkirk. So the Dort College defenders will inbound, length of the floor in front of them, leading by 11. Let's see if they can build on the lead here going into the halftime. Should be able to get two possessions here in the final minute 20. With the basketball, they go Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it. Lindbergh guarded by Oderkirk, looking for the backdoor cut. Back out front to Warner. Warner shovels it off to Vogel. Vogel off of the glass, good. The assist to Warner. Jordan Vogel with 6, and the defenders lead by 13, 45-32. Two teams trading two-point baskets. We've got a hand check called out front on the defenders and Cliff Warner. Warner whistled for the personal. And free throws on the way for Ackleson, a 69% free throw shooter. A 1-1 on the way. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Free throw on the way is off the mark. No good by Ackleson. Rebound cleared out by Vogel. Let's see if Dort College tries for a 2-for-1 here. 30 seconds on the shot clock, 46 on the game clock. Get up a quick shot here, and you'll get another possession. Walterstorff with it out front. Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Finds Lindbergh underneath. Layup good. 5 for Lindbergh. 47-32. Dort College by 15. 29 seconds left to go in the half. Now Marty will hold for the final shot in all likelihood. Pass goes right side. Yackley. Yackley with it. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line. 15 to shoot for the Lancers. Trailing 47-32. With it is Ackleson out front. Ackleson, one-on-one against Warner. 7 seconds left now. Ackleson pulls up, and he's blocked by Vogel, but they're going to call a foul on the play. Who are they going to call it on? They're going to call it on Warner. That's a second with 3.5 seconds remaining. So free throws on the way. For Ackleson, first one is good. Another one on the way for Ackleson. 3.5 seconds remaining, 47-33, Dort College by 14. This one's up and rattles and goes down. Long pass ahead to Warner. Warner just inside half court, stops, puts it up and has a block. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Dort College 47, Mount Marty 34. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defenders lead at halftime at this men's college basketball game 47-34. Dort College seized the early lead, got up 8-2, and eventually were up by 9 at 13-4. Pushed the lead to double digits at 20-9. Mount Marty used their second timeout. That was with 12:50 left to go in the first half. Defenders pushed the lead up to 11 at 28-17, and were up 33-17 before Mount Marty went on a 9-0 run to make it 33-26. From there, Dort College eventually pushed the lead up to double digits again at 38-28. And the lead was never less than 10 the rest of the way in the first half, with Dort College leading 47-34 at the half. Cliff Warner unofficially with 20 first-half points, 6 threes and a 2. Mount Marty topped by Mitch Ackleson with 7 points in the first half of action. Let's take another break and be back with a look at the individual numbers, the official tally, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Halftime numbers look like this. Dort College, 18 of 27 from the floor. They're making two-thirds of their shots, 66.7%. 8 for 13 on threes, 61.5%. 3 for 5 on free throws, 60%. Mount Marty, 11 of 30 from the floor, 36.7%, 2 for 6 on threes, 33.3%, 10 for 11 on free throws, 90.9%. Dort College owns a slight 16-14 rebounding advantage. They've given up 9 offensive rebounds. My guess would be that will be a point of emphasis at halftime for Coach Ross Dalma and his Dort College team. Turnovers, Dort College 11, Mount Marty 7. I would imagine that also will be a point of emphasis for the Dort College defenders in the second half. Individually, Dort College led by Cliff Warner's 20 points, 6 for 10 from the arc, 1 for 2 from inside the three-point line. He's got 20 points. 10 points for Trevor Walterstorff. 6 for Jordan Vogel. 5 for Kyle Lindbergh. 3 for Austin Kachi. And 3 for Tyler Walterstorff for Dort College's total of 47. For Mount Marty, Mitch Ackleson with 7, 6 for Will Eddy, 6 for Scott Oderkirk and Spencer Yackley, 5 for Joe Hebe. He had a 23-foot three-pointer. Tom Kaler with a 2, and Austin Harms with 2 as well. Kyle Lindbergh with 6 rebounds to pace the defenders. 3 for Tyler Walterstorff, 2 for Jordan Vogel. For Mount Marty, 3 each for Mitch Ackleson, Scott Oderkirk, and Spencer Yackley. 2 for Will Eddy. Austin Kachi, 4 assists. Cliff Warner with 3 assists. Will Eddy has 3 assists to lead Mount Marty. Austin Harms with 2 steals. Jeff Beerick also has 2 steals. Cliff Warner has a team-high 3 steals. I promised you I would look up at halftime what the single-game 3-point record is at Dort College. Nathan Skelhaas, on February 15, 1997, hit 8 3-pointers in a game against the Huron Screamin' Eagles. It might have been the Tribe back then, but they ended as the Screamin' Eagles. Most 3-pointers attempted in a game, by the way. Derek Alton took 15 of the long-range shots against the Mankato State Mavericks on November 24th, 1987. So both of those records obviously in jeopardy if Cliff Warner continues at his current pace. Of course, Mount Marty has something to say about that. And I would imagine Coach Jim Thorson talking in the locker room about trying to stop number 11 for the Dort College defenders in the second half. 47-34, Dort College by Baker's dozen at halftime. Let's take another break and be back with a rundown of what happened in the women's contest right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Earlier this evening, women's basketball. Dort College loses 69-63. They're down 62-47 at one point, scored 13 points in a row to cut it to 62-60. Couldn't complete the comeback, though, and fall 69-63. Dort College is now 3-3 overall, 1-1 in the conference. Brianna Spronk at 18 points for the defenders, 16 for Kara Van Dyke, 10 for Kayla Gasing. Van Dyke also had 8 rebounds in the loss. Mount Marty was topped by Alexa Berg with 17, 14 for Kylie Gross. Women's basketball today in the GPAC. We've got 4 out of the 5 games reported. Trying to track down Nebraska Wesleyan and Concordia. Women's basketball, Briarcliff over Doan, 90-69. Hastings over Midland, 67-51. Morningside over Northwestern, 68-52. Women's basketball standings, Briarcliff is 3-0. Concordia entered the night 1-0, pending their outcome with Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings is now 2-0. Dort College slips to 1-1. Northwestern is 1-2. Nebraska Wesleyan's playing in their GPAC opener tonight. We don't know that final yet. Dakota Wesleyan's playing a non-conference game with York. Don't expect to get a score on that one till late this evening. Doan drops to 0-2 with their loss to Briarcliff. Morningside evens up their record at 1-1. Mount Marty is even at 1-1. Midland drops to 0-2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City. Hall Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Dr. James H. Jesperson Dental Clinic in Rock Valley. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. One halftime score in currently in men's basketball. Morningside leads Northwestern 42-38. Baker's dozen lead for the defenders right now. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Coming up this weekend, the Dort College defenders travel to the Black Hills They'll be facing South Dakota School of Mines and Technology on Friday night. And we'll be meeting up with Black Hills State on Saturday afternoon in a pair of non-conference basketball games. Both teams out of their locker rooms, warming up for the second half. We'll be back with the second half of action from the Laddie Semple Arena in 1 minute. Takes the opening possession of the second half. Takes it hard to the glass, and Austin Kachi commits a personal foul. For Austin, that's number two this evening. Will Eddy will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. 87% free throw shooter is Will Eddy. So Will Eddy with 6 first half points, trying to add to that total here with a pair of free throws. First one is up and good. Marty made one run at Dort College in the second half. Dort College was able to weather it and eventually go into the halftime up by Baker's dozen. 47-35. Second free throw on the way by Eddie. Rims it, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Here comes Dort College in transition. Cliff Warner looking for the secondary break. Passes it off to Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath Vogel. Vogel off the glass, good. Jordan Vogel with 8 points. Dort College up 49-35. Lombardi with the basketball. Just underway in the second half. Will Eddie with the basketball. He passes left side over to Kaler. Kaler to Ackleson. Ackleson back over to Eddie. Eddie bounces it down low. Yackley. Yackley's pass taken away by Cliff Warner. Warner ahead to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it on the left wing. Lindbergh over to Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Dort College with a 14-point lead at 49-35. Cliff with the basketball. Screen and roll. Warner back to the middle of the floor. Throws it away. Walterstorff has to dive after it. Keeps it in play. And here comes Mount Marty with the basketball. Kaler with it on the left wing. He comes back over to Eddie. Eddie gives it up. Ackleson. Ackleson pass into the corner to Kaler. Kaler with the basketball. He drops it down into the corner with the basketball is Oderkirk. Oderkirk back over to Kaler. Kaler on the left wing. Posting up is Ackleson. His shot missed it. No good. Rebound saved in by Warner. And it's tapped, controlled by Mount Marty. Oderkirk. Oderkirk puts it up. And a foul on the play called on Jordan Vogel. 49-35. Free throws on the way for Oderkirk. For Vogel, I believe that's number two. So Vogel whistled for his second personal. Oderkirk will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 49-35, Dort College. By 14, make it 13 as Oderkirk makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. 18:08 left to play in regulation. Second free throw on the way for Oderkirk is up, and that one's good as well. So Oderkirk makes them both. He's got 8. And the defender lead is a dozen at 49-37. Bringing the ball up is Lindbergh. Lindbergh ahead to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Baseline Vogel. Vogel fires over to Warner. Warner underneath Vogel. Vogel kick out Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh, Lindbergh, Warner. Warner tries to feed it underneath, and it's taken away by Mount Marty. And a foul's called on Cliff Warner. That's number three on him. So Cliff Warner called for the foul at midcourt. 49-37, Dort College by a dozen. Tom Kaler will inbound the basketball at midcourt. Ackleson wants the ball, and you can bet he's going to try to take it at Warner and pick up number four on Warner. Picks up his dribble now. Passes it off to Yackley. Yackley, left side, Eddie. Will Eddie with the basketball. Dort College by a dozen. Comes back over to Ackleson. Ackleson out front with it. Ackleson back over to Eddie. Eddie comes back left side over to Kaler. Kaler with the basketball. Kaler, floater in the lane, is good. Tom Kaler with the two-point basket. Dort College leads by 10, 49-39. Kachi to Walterstorff. Walterstorff in the lane. Back over to Vogel. Vogel, left elbow over the lane. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi to Lindbergh. Dort College very patient on offense, almost to a fault. And we've got a foul before the shot. That's going to go on Spencer Yackley. Yackley whistled for the personal, and that's number two on him. Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kaler will check out. Austin Harms checks in. I beg your pardon. Eddie will check in. Out. Harms is in. Warner inbounds to Lindberg. Off of the glass with a right hand. Good. Kyle with seven. Dort College leads 51-39. 16:50 left to play in the ballgame. With it on the right side is Austin Harms. He goes left side over to Tom Kaler. Back over to Yackley. Yackley catches it, looks, gives it off instead. They go to Kaler. Kaler thinks about the long two, puts it on the floor down to the baseline. Back over to Ackleson. Ackleson outside Harms. Harms, Ackleson. Ackleson down to the baseline. Fires it up, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Had two players hanging on him. Now steals the pass after he had his pass stolen. Comes back over to Warner. Warner, three, got it. 23 for Warner, 7 three-pointers. Dort College leads 54-39. 16 minutes left to play in the game. 23 points for Warner, a game-high 23. He's been scorching it. Now Marty with the basketball. They give it back over to Ackleson. Ackleson trying to drive against Warner. Dumps it down low for Yackley. Yackley lowers his shoulder. Nothing there. Comes back outside Kaler. Kaler with the basketball. Kaler to Ackleson. Ackleson drives the lane. Dumps it off. Shot is up. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Austin Harms with an opportunity to complete the three-point play. The foul will either be on Kachi or Vogel. That's going to go on Austin, his third. Chris Severs will check in. Jordan Vogel will check out. Dort College by 13, 54-41. Sean Kaiser will check into the ballgame. Austin Kachi will check out. So Kachi just picked up his third. Austin Harms with 4 points and an opportunity at five. This one's up and good. Marty keeping themselves in this ballgame via the free throw line. 54-42, Dort College by a dozen. Cliff Horn over the basketball, almost 5 minutes gone here in the second half. Sean Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser picks up his dribble, finds Lindberg. Lindberg at the point. Puts it on the floor against Yackley. Comes back over to Kaiser on the right wing. Kaiser drops it off Lindberg. Lindberg with the right hand. Good. Kai Lindberg drew some contact. No call made. Dort College leads by 14, 56-42. Ackleson goes high post. Yackley. Yackley to Harms. Harms with the basketball. Harms to Heave. Heave on the left wing. They jump out on the pick and roll. Free throw line jumper. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs to Kaiser. Kaiser, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the fly. Comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser back to Waltersdorf. Trevor looking. Trevor isolated on Jeff Virick. Let's see if they can get it spread for him. They do. Three players around him. He kicks back over to Warner. Warner, Lindberg. Lindberg to Severs. 11 to shoot for the defenders. Back to Lindberg. Lindberg back to Warner. 7 to shoot for the defenders. Cliff. Back to Kaiser, open three, passed it up, gets it back over to Lindberg, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Patience by the defenders pays off, the extra pass, and Lindberg will go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play. 58-42, Dort College leading. Dort College on a couple of situations, on a couple sequences there, could have put up the three, put the shot clock winding down. But they finally worked on the rotation, got Lindberg free, and Lindberg can make this a 17-point ball game. Kyle Lindberg to the free throw line, the sophomore with the left hand, rattles it through. Kyle with 12 points, 7 of them in the second half, and the defenders lead 59-42. T.J. Malone into the ballgame, they get it down low, comes back to Ackleson. Ackleson to Harms. Harms, three off the back iron, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser tries to dump it underneath Waltersdorf, and Trevor has it tapped away by a Mount Marty player. Will Eddy will check into the ballgame. Mitch Ackleson will check out. Dort College will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. York College will station two players on the block, two on the elbow. They spring Kaiser free. Now they post up Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf double team back over to Sean. 25 to shoot. Underneath Trevor. Trevor posting up, has it stripped on the double team. Coming away with it is Joe Hebe. Hebe with the basketball, left side of Harms. Goes underneath. New player into the ballgame for Mount Marty. We'll check who that is. That's a player we didn't anticipate seeing this evening. Chevy Fisher from Chamberlain, South Dakota. And Fisher posting up. Tyler Waltersdorf is in. Kyle Lindberg checks out for a well-deserved break. Inbounding the basketball is Will Eddy. Dort College by 17 right now, 59-42, and Mount Marty is forced to use a timeout. Timeout charged to the Lancers. Dort College by 17, 13:33 remaining. Back with more after this. Off the inbounds play, Austin Harms is fouled on the shot attempt. He gets it to go. He completes the three-point play with a made free throw. He's got 6 points in the second half off a pair of old-fashioned three-point plays, and the Dort College defender lead is 59-45. Tyler Waltersdorf over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Back over to Tyler. Tries to feed it underneath Chris Severs. It's taken away by Chevy Fisher. Fisher gets it ahead to Will Eddy. 13 minutes left to go in the game. Right side pass with the basketball is Austin Harms. Harms with it on the wing. He goes into the corner to Hebe. Hebe with the basketball to Yackley. Yackley puts it up, and we have a foul called on the play against the Dort College defenders. And Chris Severs. Severs whistled for his second, and Mount Marty will go to the free throw line for their seventh and eighth free throw attempts here in the second half. They're going to be in the bonus from here on out as well. Mount Marty has committed two fouls so far in this half. 7 points for Yackley as he makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. 59-46, Dort College by a baker's dozen again. Yackley this season, 62% free throw shooter. And 3-for-4 from the free throw line this evening. He misses that one. Dort College leads 59-46. Yackley's out. Oderkirk is in. So Mount Marty with a smaller lineup. T.J. Malone passes it ahead to Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf has it tapped away from him by Austin Harms. It'll be Dort College basketball on the sideline. Sean Kaiser to trigger it in. See if Dort College can convert on this offensive opportunity. They get the ball into T.J. Malone. Malone passes Kaiser. Kaiser in the right wing. Comes back over to TJ. TJ on the left wing. Nothing there. Back over to Tyler. Tyler right side. Sean Kaiser. Sean in the lane. Double team. Drew it to him. Now passes off to Trevor Waltersdorf. Back outside Sean Kaiser. Tyler Waltersdorf. Three. No good. Rebound tapped out by Sean Kaiser. Unable to keep it alive. Now Marty gets the ball back with an opportunity to cut into the 13-point lead. 12:32 left to play in the ball game. They pass it down low, Fisher. Fisher looking for someone, working against Tyler Waltersdorf. Puts it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by T.J. Malone. Malone off and running. And we have a whistle. Oderkirk and Severs got tangled up at midcourt, and Randy Hagedorn blows the whistle. He likes to warn both players. Doesn't give either one a foul at this point. But you can bet they're going to be on their, need to be on their best behavior for a few possessions now. Malone with the basketball on the right side. Gets it over to Severs. Severs back outside Tyler Waltersdorf. Back to TJ. TJ Malone, Waltersdorf. Tyler gets it on the right wing. Back over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Severs, and Severs is fouled from behind by Chevy Fisher. Chevy Fisher whistled for the personal, his first. Jordan Vogel and Austin Koch are back into the ballgame, as is Cliff Warner. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass insulation, and frame repair. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Ball's inbounded to Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Tries to go right. Has it poked away from him by Oderkirk. 11:55 left to go in the game. Dort College by 13. Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor. Cliff gets the ball inbounded to Austin Kachi. Kachi back over to Warner. Warner kicks it back over to Kachi. Kachi three, good. Austin Kachi with the three-point basket, his second of the night. Full-length timeout on the floor. Let's take one ourselves. 11:47 left to go in the game. Dort College by 16, 62-46. Back with more after this. 62-46, Dort College by 16. Heave with the basketball at the free throw line. Gets it back over to Will Eddy. Will Eddy with the basketball. They try to go backdoor. Ball deflected out. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Every time Mount Marty has made a little run at the defenders, Dort College has had an answer. Kyle Lindbergh trying to throw it in on the sideline, and that's a bad spot to throw it in. It stepped out of bounds by the Lancers. Throwing it in on the sideline, right at the baseline. Not many angles to work with from there, and the ball is tapped out by the Lancers. They get the ball inbounded to Austin Kachi. Dort College leading 62-46. Kachi will bring the basketball up. Kachi passes over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Trevor with the basketball. Trevor drives the lane. Finger roll with the right hand. No good. And now kicked out of bounds by Lindbergh. It'll be Lancers basketball. Looked like Waltersdorf was going to roll that one in, but a little too strong on the finger roll. 11:10 left to play in the contest. Ackleson brings it up. Passes it back. Left side over to Heave. Heave gives it up to Kaler. Kaler's shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Tapped out. Controlled by Warner. Warner with a basketball. A lot of contact. No call made. Here's Warner. Right side Kachi. Kachi. They fade off him. Now passes over to Lindbergh. Dort College taking a little time. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Vogel. Vogel, drop step off the glass. Good. 10 for Vogel. Dort College leads 61-46. Good patience that time. 64-46, that is. Dort College threatened to blow it open. Ackleson with it at the free throw line. He'll step back. 17-footer off the mark. No good. Rebound, Kachi. Kachi lets traffic clear. Now he'll bring it up court himself. Over to Cliff. Cliff put it on the right side. Now to Vogel. Vogel on the elbow. Trying to pass it underneath. And it's tipped and controlled by Mount Marty. Mount Marty driving back the other way. Ackleson lost it on the way up. Here comes Dort College. Midpoint of the second half. Trevor splits the defense. Got caught up in the air. Now it's getting sloppy on both ends. Mount Marty with the basketball. Two teams just running back and forth, turning the ball over the last three possessions. Right side with it is Ackleson. Ackleson into the lane. Gives it up Yackley. Yackley traveled, no call made. Yackley with a two-point basket from 18. And the defender lead is 64-48. Right side is Kachi. 9.5 left to go. Kachi, a long three, no good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. Mount Marty, long pass ahead to Joel Heave. Heave, finger roll, good. Heave with a two-point basket, and Coach Ross Dommel wants a timeout. 64-50, Dort College by 14. Timeout charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. 9:19 left to go in the game. Dort College leading 64-50. Kaiser passes it out front. Warner, Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the left wing. Kyle with the basketball. He passes down low. Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel, no-look pass. Gives it back over to Severs. Slam dunk. Count the basket. He is fouled. Chris Severs hammers it home, and he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. So Chris Severs able to get the pass, took it up strong, and got fouled. Chris Severs, free throw on the way. He is up, and off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Warner. Warner takes it in among the trees, gets it to go. Cliff Warner with 25, and the defenders lead 66-48. Beg your pardon, 68-50. Looking at my running score, and I forgot to put the last bucket down by both teams. Layup attempt by Mount Marty and Joe Heave, and a foul called on Vogel. So Vogel is whistled for the personal. Jordan called for his third. Cliff Warner, 2 2-point baskets and 7 3-point baskets, 6 of them in the first half. First free throw is up and good for Heave. Another one on the way for Heave. He's got 8 points off of the bench, averaging 9.5. Second free throw on the way by Heave is up and good. 68-52, Dort College by 16. Sean Kaiser into the ballgame at the last break. He's in. Lee Fricacci. Now Cliff Warner followed in the backcourt. It's team foul number 6 on the Lancers. 8.5 left to go in the game. Cliff Warner with the basketball in the backcourt. Cliff will take it across half court. Cliff passes right side Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Severs. Severs working against Chevy Fisher. Kick out Vogel underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh lay in good. 14 for Lindbergh. The assist to Vogel. Dort College leads 70-52. Dort College running the triangle that time. Two posts on the block and one at the elbow. Marty, a tough time matching up, and now we've got a foul called on Chris Severs on the other end on the jockey for position, his third. Eddie will check into the ballgame for Mount Marty. Tom Kaler will check out. On the floor for the defenders right now, Cliff Warner, Sean Kaiser, Kyle Lindbergh, Chris Severs, and Jordan Vogel. Four juniors plus the sophomore, Lindbergh. Free throw by Yackley is up and good. Yackley with 10. Over in Sioux City, Morningside leads Northwestern 79-69 with 7 minutes left. We'll keep an eye on that. Free throw no good. Rebound taken away by Will Eddy. Dort College leads 70-53. Yackley will pass right side over to Heave. Heave puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Warner, and we've got a foul called on Will Eddy. Eddie whistled for the personal. That's team foul number 6 on the Lancers. I had thought that was 6 moments ago, but now they put 6 up on the board. 7:52 left to go in the game. Dort College by 17. Sean Kaiser with it in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it. Lindbergh back over to Cliff Warner. Warner to Severs. Severs right side. Lindbergh. Lindbergh. Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Severs. Severs with the left hand. Can't get it to go, but the rebound is tapped out by Yackley. Out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Cliff Warner on the baseline, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball inbounded to Severs. Severs double down on, and coming away with it is Ackleson. Ackleson's shot. Blocked. Rebound Ackleson. Ackleson shovels it back outside. Taken away by Warner. Warner with a head full of steam. Drives in with the right hand. Lays it up. Good. 27 for Cliff tonight. Dort College leads 72-253. 7:10 left to play. Comes back over to Ackleson. He'll put up a three and hit it. Mitch Ackleson with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 72-56. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Well, we'll keep it right here for the time being. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Also by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. York College basketball after the timeout. Kyle Lindberg with it at midcourt, and he's fouled in the backcourt. Foul goes on Austin Harms, and Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line for 1-1. 72-56, Dort College by 16. T.J. Malone in at the timeout. Free throw is up by Lindberg. In and out, no good. Rattled it, and it wouldn't stay down. Here comes Ackleson with a chance for Mount Marty to cut the lead down. 6:47 and counting, Mount Marty basketball. Comes over to Will Eddy. Eddy to Ackleson. Ackleson to Yackley. Yackley to Harms. Harms at the top of the key. Right side, Chevy Fisher. Chevy Fisher, three-pointer is good. Chevy Fisher with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 72-59. Kyle Lindberg in the lane. Dumps it off to Severs. Severs drop steps in the lane. His shot is good. 74-59, Dort College up. Mount Marty basketball, left side. Ackleson picks up his dribble. Back over to Will Eddy. Put up off the glass, shot no good by Harms. Rebound taken away by Yackley, no good. Rebound controlled by Seaver. Seaver's ahead to Malone. Malone, Vogel. Kick out, Kaiser. Three ball, no good. Rebound tapped and last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the lead, 5:47 left to go in the game, up by 15. Have not been able to land the knockout punch, if you will. Had this lead between 13 and 20 most of the second half. Walterstorff into the lane, lays up, no good. Tap by Lindberg, and we've got basket interference called on Lindberg. And with 5:43 left to go in the game, Dort College sends Austin Kachi back into the ballgame. As is the case with most conference games, you just can't salt it away. Ackleson passes right side, Eddy. Eddy down to the baseline, Fisher. Fisher, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi comes back over to T.J. Malone. Malone with the basketball, 5:25 left to play. Comes back over to Malone from Lindberg. Now Kachi, three, no good. Severs with the offensive rebound, put back, no good. Gets his own rebound back, and he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Mount Marty and Mitch Ackleson. For Ackleson, that's number two tonight. Tyler Walterstorff is in. Kyle Lindberg is out. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line for a two-shot situation, I believe. Well, Morningside still leading Northwestern in that game. We're watching in Sioux City by 13. Free throw on the way for Severs is up and good. Chris Severs with 3 points tonight. Dort College leads 75-59. Another free throw on the way for Severs. That one's good as well. Chris Severs makes them both. He's got 4 points, and the defenders lead 76-59. Lancers into the front court. They drop it off. Virick. Virick shot no good. Rebound taken down, though, by Harms. Harms lay in good. He's got 10, and the defender lead is 76-61. Steal by Mount Marty at midcourt. Layup by Harms is good, and just like that, Mount Marty back to within 13 at 76-63. 4:30 left to play in the game. With it is Severs. Severs is pushed on the play by Virick. And Chris will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So for Virick, that will be foul number five, actually. He fouls out without scoring. Spencer Yackley will check back into the game, as will Jordan Vogel. While in stretches, Dort College has played really well this evening, but at times, pretty sloppy. Free throw on the way for Severs. 1-1. First one is off the mark, no good. Mount Marty with a chance to cut the lead to 10. They make a three, it's a 10-point ball game. Ackleson passes, left side Harms. 4:20 left to play. Harms, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel ahead to Kachi. Kachi will set the offense for the defenders. He hands it off to Cliff Warner. Warner to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff to Kachi, posting up Will Eddy. And it's stripped and taken away. Here comes Mitch Ackleson back the other way. Vogel taps it away. Ackleson off the glass, no good. And we've got a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Spencer Yackley. Austin Kachi will shoot a free throw. Actually, it'll be double bonus time from here on out for the defenders. Well, some scores starting to trickle in from across the conference. Doan leads Briar Cliff 77-50. 9 minutes left to go in that ballgame. Hastings and Midland tied up 52-52 just past the midpoint of the second half. Kachi's first free throw is good. He's got seven. 3:54 left to go in the game. 77-63, Dort College up. Second free throw by Kachi is up and good. 78-63. 8 points for Kachi. Dort College by 15. Ackleson. They get it back outside. Yackley. Yackley, baseline jumper is good. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Mount Marty. 3:41 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College 78. Mount Marty 65. Back with more after this. Dort College by 13. Trevor Walterstorff brings it into the front court. 3.5 left to go in the game. Austin Kachi with it out front, nearly a double dribble. They pass it left side over to Walterstorff, looking down low for Severs. Severs, hook shot in the lane is good. Chris Severs with 6 second half points, and the defenders lead 80-65. Yackley with it in the left corner, picks up his dribble, looking. Guarded closely by Severs. They get it to Ackleson. Ackleson dumps it off Oderkirk. Reverse layup, no good. Gets his own rebound back, and he's called for a travel. Doesn't like the call. Joe Heeb will check into the contest. Will Eddy will check out. Kyle Lindberg will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor to go for the defenders. 2:59 remaining. They get it into Kachi. Kachi back over to Kyle. Kyle Lindberg back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi Severs. Severs can't hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Unofficially, the turnover count 21 for the defenders. That's a few too many. Heeb comes back over to Oderkirk. Oderkirk left side. Harms. Harms. Oderkirk. Oderkirk. Takes it up in the lane. His shot, no good. Rebound, Lindberg. Lindberg double digits again for rebounds. He's got at least 10, possibly 11. They dump it down low for Lindberg on the block. Dort College by 15. Left side, Walterstorff. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi back over to Warner. Warner wants a ball screen. Gets one. Step back. No. Decides against it. Now dumps it inside for Severs, and the ball is deflected and taken away by Mount Marty. 2:10 remaining in the game. Here come the Lancers, down by 15. Yackley to Harms. Harms back over to Heeb. Heeb, right side, Oderkirk. Under 2 minutes to go. Heeb will drive in, puts up the shot, short-armed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Heeb. Heeb jumper, good. Heeb with 11. Dort College leads 80-67. 1:40 and counting. And we've got a push by Heeb, and Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. Double-double for Lindberg this evening, 14 points and 11 rebounds. Lindberg's first free throw on the way. He is up and banks it in. 15 for Lindberg. Chris Severs will check out of the ballgame. Another free throw on the way for Lindberg. That one's off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped by Walterstorff, kept it alive, gets it over to Kachi. Dort College will run clock. 1:30 left to play in the game. Walt driving in, finger roll, right hand, good. Trevor Walterstorff with a dozen. Dort College leads 82-67. Beg your pardon, 83-67. Mount Marty, 1:14 to go. They pass it over to Ackleson. Ackleson on the right wing. Ackleson's pass deflected, taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg ahead to Warner. Warner back with the basketball. He'll take it across half court. Right side. Now he dribbles to the left wing. Gives it back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff right side, Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Has it poked away from behind by Heeb. And pass it right side, Ackleson. Ackleson a three off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner splits the double team. Gets it across half court. Comes back over to Lindberg, and that should do it. 25 seconds on the play clock. 20 on the game on the shot clock. Warner, runner in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared out. Mount Marty with the basketball. They'll pass it off to Heeb. Heeb, a three, with 13 seconds left. Makes it 83-70. Kachi with the basketball, and he is fouled on the play by Heeb. Heeb whistled for the personal foul. And Austin Kachi with an opportunity to add to his 8-point day. Dort College leading 83-70. Well, when this one's all said and done, Dort College will come away with a road victory. Dort College will improve to 2-0 for the conference season, 8-0 overall. First one up and good for Kachi. Kachi, 3-for-3 this evening, 15-for-18 for the season. And now 16-for-19. 10 points for Kachi. Dort College leads 85-70. Mount Marty will walk it up. Heeb with it at half court. Heeb guarded there by Kachi. Down to the baseline. Kicks it over to Yackley. He loses it out of bounds. That's our final. 85-70. Dort College wins to improve to 8-0 overall. 2-0 in the conference. Mount Marty falls to 3-2 and 1-1. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dort College gets their eighth win of the season to go to 8-0 for the year. They're 2-0 in the conference as they knock off Mount Marty this evening, 85-70. Dort College led from the outset. They never trailed. They led 47-34 at halftime and pushed the lead up to hold the lead at double digits for the entire second half, I believe. Taking a look at my running score, I don't see anything where it got to single digits. Mount Marty got as close as 12 on a couple different occasions, 13 on several. Dort College was led unofficially by Cliff Warner's 27 points. Mount Marty was topped by Spencer Yackley and Austin Harms with 12 points apiece unofficially. Back with a rundown of the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders come away with a 85-70 victory tonight over the Mount Marty Lancers on the road. For the Dort College defenders, it is three wins in a row now at the Laddie Semple Arena. Dort College tonight, 32 of 48 from the floor, 66.7%, 10 for 17 on threes, 58.8%, 11 of 17 on free throws, 64.7%. Mount Marty, 23 of 61 from the floor, 37.7%, 5 for 12 on threes, 41.7%, 19 of 23 from the free throw line for 82.6%. Dort College out rebound to Mount Marty, 37-26. Turnovers, Dort College 24, Mount Marty 12. Individually, Cliff Warner, 27 points tonight. 15 for Kyle Lindberg. 12 for Trevor Waltersdorf. 10 for Austin Kachi. 10 for Jordan Vogel. 8 for Chris Sievers off of the bench. 3 for Tyler Waltersdorf. For Mount Marty, Joe Heave had a team-high 14. 12 each for Spencer Yackley and Austin Harms. 10 for Mitch Ackleson, 8 for Scott Oderkirk, 7 for Will Eddy, 4 for Tom Kaler, and 3 for Chevy Fisher for their total of 70 points. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room, and Coach, every time Mal Marty tried to close the gap, you had an answer, but just couldn't land that knockout punch tonight, put them completely away, and I guess only fitting that it ends up being a 15-point ball game and a game where you had to play your regular rotation all the way to the end.
Yeah, Mike, we really did lack that killer knockout punch like you alluded to. 24 turnovers, gave up 15 offensive rebounds. They were 19 of 23 from the line. Yeah. We just didn't do probably a few things that we needed to do to stretch out the margin and expand the rotation. You know, there were some great things tonight. Cliff Warner shot it really well. That was good to see, to get him on track. It was good to see Chris Sievers. We weren't sure that he was going to be able to play. He's had the stomach flu, you know, the last 24 hours. I thought he was very instrumental for us tonight. He was willing to get in the low post and really post up strong and really give us a presence there. But those two guys did some good things for us. I thought Sean Kaiser off the bench was solid again. You know, just making a few good passes there. And but Kyle Lindberg had another nice ball game. You know, he's 15 and 11. I don't know how many games this year that he's in double digits for rebounds, but he's really doing some good things for us. So there were some good things tonight, but we weren't able to string them together long enough and probably play the game that we were hoping we'd be able to play.
Cliff gets hot in the first half. Is that a matter? Do you tell the guys keep feeding him because he's hot, or do you not even mention it and just take what you can in the offense?
You know, we just hope that our guys are smart enough by this point, you know, having played together for a year now and unselfish enough that they are able to see those things develop. We did run a few things for him, but I thought our guys did a good job for the most part of making some extra passes and finding Cliff. And he moved well without the ball, too. So some good things in that regard.
What does Mount Marty do that makes it so difficult sometimes to get things going on offense?
Well, first off, they don't turn the ball over, so they, you know, only 12 turnovers tonight compared to our 24. We doubled that up, and that's really disappointing on our end. But they don't turn it over, so you're not going to get out in transition as much as you'd like. And the other thing is they just take long possessions off on the clock, and they just grind it down and make you sit in the stands for 25 seconds. They know who they are. They know what they need to do, and I thought they never deviated from that. And when we had a possession or two where we could really get maybe the stretch in that lead out like we've talked about, they stayed true to who they were, and they were able to always stay, you know, that 10, 12, 13, 14 mark where we had to continue to just keep battle away and keep making plays to the end.
All that being said, 2-0 in the conference, and you're heading into the Thanksgiving break, 8-0 for the year. I guess it's only fitting that you go on the road one more time this weekend for
Why
a couple
not?
Of games. And
you
go to Rapid City, South Dakota Tech, Black Hills State. Another opportunity for your team to get better before you get into the heart of the conference season.
Right, and these are two important games that both of these schools have been very strong NAIA schools on the basketball scene over the years, and both of these schools are in transition from NAIA to Division II, and it's a good measuring stick for us. It's also a good opportunity for our guys to get away, and I think our guys really enjoy that. They enjoy being around each other. I think it's evident in how they play, and hopefully there'll be some Dort fans out there in the Black Hills. Looking forward to that.
Some finals starting to trickle in the GPAC. Midland over Hastings, 71-61. Morningside over Northwestern, 102-88. No reports yet on Doan and Briar Cliff, but Doan was up big on Briar Cliff by 27 points, I believe, at the Newman Flanagan Center. And no report on Nebraska Wesleyan and Concordia. Coach, have a restful Thanksgiving, as restful as possible, I guess. And we'll see you in the Black Hills on Friday and Saturday.
See you there, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma. And I believe we have gone through all of the statistics up to this point. We do have to go through assists. Cliff Warner had 5. Austin Kachi had 4. Kyle Lindberg had 3. Cliff Warner had 4 steals. From Mount Marty, Will Eddy had 4 assists and 4 steals each for Austin Harms and Joe Heeb. 85-70 the final. Dort College defeats Mount Marty in men's play. In women's basketball, final was Mount Marty 69, Dort College 63. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening, everyone.